Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Sanhedrin in Jerusalem has dedicated the altar that will be used in the next temple. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to this broadcast table in a moment with all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, a very interesting event took place this last Monday, which was the last day of Hanukkah. It was a special service directed by the Sanhedrin, and they were there at the Temple Mount to dedicate an altar. Now, we'll talk about the altar. Was it authentic? But why in the world did they have this particular service on the last day of Hanukkah? Why that day?
Well, Jimmy, there were actually two reasons. Hanukkah is a minor festival. It was post-biblical, and the fact that, unlike all our other Jewish festivals, we can use electricity, turn off and on lights, and drive, which is usually prohibited on the Sabbath. The whole idea of the festival of Hanukkah comes from the word Hanukkah, which means to dedicate, and refers to the fact that the temple had been violated by the Greeks, and the height of the victory after the military victory was the reconsecration of all the temple artifacts from the altar on down and the renewal of the temple service. In recognition of that, Jimmy, every morning on one of the 8 days of Passover, we read the particular chapter in Numbers, which refers to when the children of Israel in the desert consecrated the tabernacle altar. So these two things are sort of connected together, and those of us who are very aware of this, of course, would not think anything else except to use the holiday of Hanukkah to try to raise the consciousness about a new effort, which is to recreate, rebuild a authentic, as much as possible, altar.
Winky Medad with the details on the dedication of the altar for the next temple in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. We here on Prophecy Today Daily endeavor to keep you informed on the activities of the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem. We do that so that you might realize how close we are to the fulfillment of the end time scenario that's found in the Bible as it relates to the rebuilding of the next temple in Jerusalem. That temple, by the way, must be up and operating at the time of the tribulation period in order for all the prophecies revealed by the ancient Jewish prophets to be fulfilled as recorded in the Bible. Winky's report is evidence that the Lord is right on time for these events and their fulfillment to come to pass. This is a time in history when God will bring about His plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...